What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 5th of June. I've got some good news for you. It's the last one of the week. Not in total, I'm afraid. I'll be back on Monday, and I expect you to as well. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself, and that's not fair. So when I'm talking to you, believe me, there's not that many of you that is plural. It's actually, I am talking to you directly, so make sure you're there. You're the only ones that are making this worthwhile. Tell people about it if that's the way you feel. If you don't want to be pressured into coming back and listening to me, then you need to get other people to take over for you. Therefore, my viewing figures go up and you get a break from my beautiful voice. It's Friday night. It's chicken night to some people. Some people like to have chicken on a Friday. I don't know, do you? I don't, because I don't eat it, but chicken is, what's it called? I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight, like that song. That's the Friday song. But apparently we're looking, having chlorinated chicken is going to be on the menu. So if that don't turn you off, I don't know what fucking will. But it's basically going to be chicken that's been washed in chlorine. You know, the chemical that you swim in. When you swim in at the swimming baths, and that fucking chemical that you come out and your eyes are burning and bright red and your skin stinks for about a week. That is what is going to be, your chicken's going to be swimming in that, and then you're going to be eating it. That's what's going to be on to try and get a trade deal with America. So Boris Johnson swore blind that they would never agree to lowering the food standards to allow chlorinated chicken into the UK, but no, apparently it's on the menu, or it might be on the menu sometime soon. So if I was you, I would take it off the menu or fucking check it before. Make sure you know where it's come from and if it has been or not. I don't know whether they'll put a sticker on it and say, yeah, this one has been washed in chemicals that will make it taste fucking horrible and will probably poison you. Have that with your chips, put that on your chips and fucking, you know, and smoke it or whatever. Only barbecue and smoke it. So yeah, I wouldn't be too keen on fucking. I mean, they eat it in America, but apparently food standards are very low, and also obesity and fucking shit health is very high. So it's not always down to the fucking chlorinated chicken. But all I can imagine is it a chicken. Imagine like a chicken that you like when it's been cut and it's like, it's that fucking wrapped up thing off the shelf in the freezer. Imagine that doing a backstroke in the swimming baths for about 50 lengths. Excuse me, I got itchy nose. About 50 lengths, and then it jumps out onto your plate in the oven. It jumps out into your oven and then onto your plate. Anyway, let's move on from that. It's making me feel sick. We're going to say London Zoo has thrown a party for the oldest woolly-necked stork on record. I've not put these in any order. I've just pulled them out. Let's hope they don't start eating. We don't have to start eating our zoo animals to avoid eating the chicken that's in the on the shelves. And then we'll be eating woolly-necked storks next. I've never even heard of a woolly-necked stork. I have now, but he's had a birthday party. He's had more of a fucking birthday party than I had this year. I didn't have a birthday party. He's named Wooly. And he's turned 32. So he's fucking getting on a bit. He's like smashed the previous recorded age of 30 years and 2 months. So he's the oldest living woolly neck stork. That's good, isn't it? He deserves a birthday party. 32 cakes, 32 candles on his cake. And he's lucky not to be a chicken, because they don't fucking last. I think a chicken, right, is meant to grow to three. Is meant to grow, for a chicken to grow full size anyway, it would take about 3 months. But because they pump chicken full of chemicals and whatever, or they try and get mass produce, they pump them full of chemicals to make them grow full size in a month. This is not free range, but they say fully grow a chicken in a month. That's 2 months quicker than it should be by chemicals, and then after that they're going to wash them in chlorinated in chlorine. So yeah, I tell you what, I'd be happy that I fucking woke up as a woolly neck stork and I wasn't a chicken. That's for sure, because he had a long life. Anyway, good on him. I don't know. Oh, his name's Wooly. I was going to say, I don't know what his name is. His name's Wooly. Send him a card. What's his name? London Zoo. Wooly. The woolly necked chicken. What? Not the woolly necked chicken. Wooly, the woolly necked stork. Just put that on. They'll find him. Anyway, a plastic surgery. Oh, this is the fucking laugh. A plastic surgery is doing drive through Botox. So, because of the lockdown, people are pulling up. And I thought, when I saw the picture, it looks like somebody's giving them like the swab, the COVID test swab, because the person's got the mask on, gloves, the medical suit, and the person in the car has got a mask on. And the fucking injecting him in the forehead. I thought, that's the weird COVID test. But no, he's getting some Botox. What the fuck? Oh, this is in Miami. That's going to be here soon. But I mean, you know, really, fuck's sake. You're that vain that you can't even go out. I don't know about Miami. Maybe they've not got a lockdown. But I was going to say, you can't even go out. So what's the point? You might as well save it until there's fucking your time to go out. And then go and get your frown lines done. I tell you what, all the Botox in the world, as soon as you read that they were going to be introducing chlorinated chicken into the UK, there's nothing that would fucking stop them frown lines coming on your head. Anyway, I'm going to keep referring to that. Yesterday it was all about the potatoes, today it's all about the fucking chlorinated chicken. But this guy's having Botox injected into his head, in his car, on a drive-through. Few grand. I tell you what, they're probably doing them quicker as well, aren't they? Because the car's come, bang, you're in, you're off. It's almost like when you drive into the wash, in the driving, wash your car, and then drive off. 5 minutes, isn't it? Loads of money in that. It's just, any kind of like cosmetic surgery, it's just money. Printing money. Any kind of cosmetic surgery or hair replacement. People are so vain. I tell you, I'm going to have to come up with a good idea. See whether I could start selling my wares from my front door. Maybe I can get people to come past and I'll do something at the front door. I don't know what yet. Maybe I could pretend to do Botox with some kind of, I don't know, harmless product out of the kitchen. Olive oil. We can, or chlorine. How about chlorine? We chlorine our humans as well. I wonder what that would do when you inject chlorine into your head. You're ingesting it by eating the chickens. So if I injected it into your head, would that kill you? Probably. So why doesn't fucking... So that would probably show you that eating it or ingesting it, so to speak, would almost, on a mass level, would do the same thing. So it's not good. Told you I'm going to keep referring back to that. Anyway, let's get on to the salesman who lost his job. So he decided when he had more time around the house, he got redundant, so he had money, but he bought himself a fucking pool, a pond, a big square pond that's not been buried yet. And he's made himself a jacuzzi by putting a boat propeller in it. So he's got a boat propeller in this pond filled with water. And then he's jumping in it and, like, you know, having it like a jacuzzi. That's all good until the boat propeller slips and fucking takes your bollocks off. That ain't good. That is not going to be no kind of fun. Then that'll be like, you know, that'd be like a bath full of blood. And you're not going to be able to fucking... You'll be screaming. I tell you what, you might even scream that loud or that high because your bollocks have been took off that nobody will hear you apart from the dogs around the neighbourhood. You'll be hitting the high notes, that's for sure. So that's not safe. I'm sorry. No way in the world that's safe. Only takes it just a little bit of a accident. Or you'll be drinking in there as well. Bound to be drinking. It's asking for trouble, that is. You know, the rotation on the fucking, the boat propellers. How many people have actually had accidents with boat propellers when they weren't meant to be anywhere near them anyway? Like falling off a boat or swimming and getting too close, whatever the fuck. Loads of people have had that situation. So, yeah. Anyway, good luck with that. enjoy it while it's there. And why, you know, while you've still got all your toes, your fingers and your nuts. Because what will happen is you'll take your bollocks off and then you'll try and, like, catch the blade or put your hands there, take your fingers off, and then you've got no bollocks, no fingers. And then you know, you're no good to anybody then, are you? You can't do any handiwork. You can't do anything around the house. And you can't please your lady. Or please yourself, either. So it's all over. Anyway, let's... I'd rather stick to the bubble bath in the fucking... in the one in the house. A bubble bath with a spliff and a fucking... and a glass of wine. Safe as houses. Until you pass out. You know, the reggae tune you got on is like... so soothing. You slip under the water... and you're fucking drowning like your Radox bubble bath. But it would have been a lot nicer experience than you fucking... I'd rather go that way than bleeding to death from losing my testicles. Anyway, let's... drinking beer. Anyway, drinking beer. Not from this guy, because he must have been pissed when he was thinking of that idea. Drinking beer is good for your brain. Boosting concentration and memory skills. You're joking, ain't you? How many times have I fucking left things in the pub and I didn't realise until the next day, or when I was pissed? Or I've come home and, like, you know, you do stupid things. You, like, you know, you locked yourself out, so then you try and climb through an upstairs window by leaning something up against the house that clearly you're not going to be able to climb up properly. And then you break that. It definitely doesn't make you more clever. You start fighting with people. You know, you get into all sort of kinds of trouble off drink. So I'm sorry, that one's maybe a slight tipple, but not fucking drinking 5 pints. You're the biggest idiot going. Well, not 5 pints, but drink loads of pints and you become the biggest idiot going. The biggest idiot version of yourself. Have you ever been in a pub where there's fucking 5 people drinking and maybe you're the designated driver or something? I tell you what, it's fucking hard work. I know that. When you're there drinking with them, it's all the fun of the fucking fair, isn't it? Because you're all on the same level and you're all getting stupid and louder together and you're all talking shit, probably saying the same things over and over again. I'm not even pissed and I do that on this podcast, so it's probably annoying to you. But anyway, but then if you're the driver or whatever and you're sober, you just see them slowly get worse and worse and worse and just go, oh, for fuck's sake, tell you what, you can get a taxi home, I'm off, see you later, can't stand this for another fucking second. Another thing I won't be able to stand for a second is Chris Kamara's second album, which he's planning to bring out for Christmas, his second festive album, after he did so well last year. So whoever bought that album last year, it's your fault this is happening, because you've encouraged him, and now he's bringing out a fucking second one. He did well, didn't he? Didn't he get like second in the I don't even know how far he did. I ain't got time to read it, but he did all right anyway. But it's terrible. It's cringe for me, that is. He's a football pundit, but it's his dream, so go for it. But I don't know what he was singing some covers or whatever, but he's coming back. He's got the fucking, you know, the fire in his heart. He's going to come back and sing a load of love songs, and that is crooning his way to the top of the charts. Not on my money, he's not. Sorry. He's a good guy, but... I don't see him on the... I can't see him be going to watch him in concert, let's put it that way. But anyway, you know, nobody... A lot of my friends who don't know I do this podcast, they'd say the same about that. They go, oh, for fuck's sake, what's he doing now? They wouldn't be able to watch it. They'd probably think, this was cringeworthy. So I get it. We're not all for everybody. Anyway, let's move on. What's it called? UK Stag Industry... The UK stag do industry have hit back after I said that the Prague wanted to kick British stag do's out of Prague. They wanted to be more culture lovers and like not have pissed up Brits knocking about all the time. And the British UK stag do industry has hit back saying that that it's wrong to call people all stag do's pissed up. A lot of people like to genuinely get a feel for the culture of a region, which is true. There are a lot of normal people who go on stag do's who don't look to get, but the majority are fucking idiots who were just said in that idiot group that I've just said. That's the ones who you find themselves on stag do's. they're totally normal to start with. By the end of like a few pints, because they're drinking all day, they're just fucking bad news. Just hard to be around, especially the ones like who were like, you know, semi naked, and and they've got blow up, carrying a blow up shagging sheep and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, they've been giving each other lists of things that they've got to do to harass people in the pub, like go and take somebody's underwear off them and, you know, snog somebody called fucking Richard, all that kind of stuff. It can get a little bit tedious for the culture lovers. Culture lovers. You can't call yourself a culture lover and then have a fucking blow up cock on your head, strapped to your head like a policeman's helmet, and walk around. But you can walk around looking at all the sights, you know, looking at all the beautiful things and that, but you'd just be dressed like that. So you could do, you know, you might just be doing it as you're drinking, go along, look at the sights, get some photos. Unfortunately though, in the photos you're going to have this blow up fucking dildo on your head, and you know, and whatever you're wearing, the mankini or whatever. But anyway, it's meant to be a memorable occasion for the stags, not for you. It's not for your enjoyment. It's for their enjoyment. Anyway, they have a good time, whoever they are. So right. Anyway, and Friday night is the night where there's plenty of stag do's around. Every city they come out, Friday night is the one. So they'll be drinking themselves into a stupor, and then they'll find themselves in the takeaway buying chlorinated chicken. Poisoning themselves with that, or a dodgy kebab, and then waking up with the worst hangover going, and that's a sign of a good night. The worst hangover is a sign of a great night. Unfortunately, the bigger the high, the fucking harder the fall. So you know, you got to have fun, you've got to fucking suffer. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Anyway, and you're going to do that tonight, and you're on the back of that, or have I put you off? Hopefully, I haven't, and you're going to have a great weekend. And I'll see you again on Monday. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you next week. Bye.